This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Stacy Cleveland, the principal conductor of the entire universe.
You always give me such great titles.
Specifically, the Melbourne Municipal Band.
Yes.
Which is going to put on a not-in-the-park picnic concert.
That's correct. We used to do it in the park years ago, but it turns out there's so many bugs and hot air and rain and other things. We don't like it in Florida, so we decided we like air conditioning. So we set up the picnic tables inside the Melbourne Auditorium, and we have a not-in-the-park picnic concert. And you can bring your food and your family and have fun, enjoy some music, and enjoy your dinner.
And why so serious?
Why so serious? Right. Well, you know, so many concerts can be serious, and you're supposed to behave a certain way, and it's, you know, very intellectual music. This is not going to be that kind of a concert at all. This is going to be such a fun concert. We have never done so many fun things in one show. So,
Such as?
Where should I start? Well, we're going to do a little number called Immer Kleiner. I had to make sure I say it right. I'm no German speaker. This is going to be two clarinetists, and they're going to be competing to see who can play the best solo on the least amount of clarinet. So
throughout
the solo, they're going to be taking their clarinets apart and continuing to play them.
Oh, that does sound like fun.
That'll be interesting. We have a special guest who's coming. Her name is Danica Champagne. She is a dog trainer and handler. She works with the Canine Companions for Independence group, and she takes puppies and trains them up from the age of 8 weeks till 18 months, and then those dogs go on to become assistance for people with disabilities who need help. So we're doing this piece called The Whistler and His Dog. So Danny's going to come, and she's going to introduce us to her dog, Yukiko. And then while we play The Whistler and His Dog, she's going to put Yukiko through his paces and show the audience a little bit about what that dog can do. So that is going to be really fun.
What instrument does he play?
Not the piccolo. The dog came to rehearsal the other night and was a little bit intrigued by the piccolo, so that was fun. We also have a fun piece called Clown Act, and in this particular piece, we have a musical depiction of a cannon being cranked up after we load the clown into the cannon. So then we crank the cannon up, shoot the clown out of the cannon, the clown screams and lands on the back of a galloping horse, all depicted musically.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be. And my sister has recently moved to town, well, a year ago moved to town, and joined the band. And so we thought it would be fun to feature actually me and my sister playing xylophone marimba on a thing called Serenade to a Picket Fence, which is kind of goofy but fun. So we're going to be playing a solo in front of the band, and I'll be introducing my sister to the audience. And my other sister from Texas is actually going to be in town, so she's going to be taking pictures of the whole event, so I'll have both of my sisters at the concerts with
me. Wow.
That'll be fun.
Family affair. All right. So how do we get tickets?
There's no tickets. It's free, open to the public. Anybody can come. We've been giving free concerts to our community for 46 years and hope to continue to do that. So doors will open at 5:30, and there's going to be pre-show entertainment. That will be the New Horizons Saxophone Quartet. And New Horizons is a national organization in the United States. It's for people who have either never played an instrument or maybe played one years ago and haven't picked it up in a long time and forgot what to do with it. So they can come back and relearn or learn from the start how to play that instrument and have a place to practice. So they meet once a week. So one of our saxophone members has taken a group from that organization and has put together a little quartet, and they're going to be our pre-show. So that'll start at 5:30 while people start enjoying their dinners and enjoying their picnics, and then the big show will start at 6:30.
Okay, and that is on Wednesday and Thursday?
Wednesday night and Thursday night, yes.
Okay, and if people wanted to get more information on the Melbourne Municipal Band?
They can call our hotline, 724-0555, or they can go to our website, which is mmband.org.
Okay, and donations are always appreciated.
Well, absolutely. We run on the kindness of our donors, and the donations that our audience give is primarily what keeps us going.
Okay. So you have more stuff coming up this summer?
We have a free program for students that would like to learn how to play instruments. It's beginning an intermediate program. Art Martin is running that. There will be a Swing Time concert in July and a guest conductor concert in August. So, yeah, all the information for that will be on the calendar portion of our website. So, mmband.org if you want to get more information on any of that.
Okay, so Why So Serious? Coming up Wednesday and Thursday night. Doors open at 5:30, and bring your picnic, and it's going to be lots of fun.
That's right.
All right, phone number one more time.
724-0555.
Okay, Stacy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Absolute.